In the past, before the Affordable Care Act, for states with high numbers of uninsured, they had the potential to get extra payment for services rendered to people to reflect the higher cost of dealing with large numbers of uninsured. But since the Affordable Care Act passed, the feds are saying, we now deal with that issue by providing coverage for people, not by paying more in Medicaid rates for hospital services. So in Florida's case, Florida has opted so far not to extend coverage and take that federal money for that purpose. And what they're saying is, Florida, it's your decision whether to cover these folks through the Medicaid program. But if you decide not to, we're not going to continue to provide a low-income pool to increase the amount of money that hospitals get for dealing with high numbers of uninsured, because we handle that through the Affordable Care Act.
And if there were a sudden change of heart and the state did adopt Medicaid expansion, would you still have to pay back this $267 million? Where does that come in?
Yes. The amount of money, $267 million, is an alleged amount. It is not certain that amount of money is owed. These alleged overpayments, these things happen. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's common, but it is routine from year to year. In virtually every state in the country, that there would be a hospital, some hospitals are overpaid, some hospitals are underpaid, and then there's a reconciliation process. That's what has happened here. But in this case, because the Medicaid program and the low-income pool in Florida is only approved for one last year, the federal government is saying, let's go ahead and get all of that done in one year. You know, there's some concern over doing that, over paying it all up in one year, 8 years worth of alleged overpayments without knowing that money is actually owed. There's no reason to rush it.
So there is no modus operandi here. The hospitals crying out in hopes that the state will hear them and quickly pass Medicaid expansion?
No, that's not a realistic hope. The two things are not connected together in that way.
Do you have a sense of whether there are a lot of hospitals that are going to be in trouble if they do require the payback in a year?
What we don't know is which hospitals these alleged overpayments are tied to. So it's not all hospitals. All of this is fairly uncertain, and that's why I think some people are deeply concerned about having to move forward with this so quickly.
Okay, so the thing that's new is the accelerated schedule because of the program closing. It's not new that there are audits going on and alleged overpayments or underpayments or whatever.
No, that's been a part of the Medicaid program, you know, since the beginning. But what is new is that they would look at 8 years of alleged overpayments and say, here's the number we think it is. Now, we want you to pay it all back right now, even though that number is not firm. It's made up of estimates and projections.